Good morning. In today's talk, and we have some folks here that I haven't seen before, so I hope it won't be too convoluted. Often my talks can be convoluted, but I'm going to talk very directly about what each one of us is truly all about, and the question of what is Buddhism? See, it seems to me that there's much confusion. I was talking a little bit to Shindo the other day. He's been asked to write. Are you going to write the article? Good. See, concerning what's going on in, what is it now? It's Myanmar. It's no longer. See, and is there any justification, if you're aware of it, where Buddhists, see, are killing Muslims? No, there's absolutely no justification. They had one monk there that isn't a practicing Buddhist, even though he wears robes. It's a farce. See, it's a farce. And if you catch the dogma, if you catch the manifestation of something that you call Buddhism, see, you don't get what Buddhism is. See, Buddha simply means awake. And it doesn't matter what kind of clothes you wear. If you cannot practice, see, profound compassion, see, in the face of adversity, you are not a practicing Buddhist. What does it mean to be a practicing Buddhist? Does it mean that I follow some doctrine, I follow some dogma, I follow some group of rules? No. To be a practicing Buddhist means that I'm awake. That's all it means. I'm awake. But do you know what it means to be awake? See, we can be again by asking a question. Who are we then? What are we? And what is Buddhism? See? And anyone, or most people who are sensitive at some point or another in their lives, they ask questions about that. They ask questions about where they are, who they are, as they are. They ask about the suffering, the despair, the fear, the anger. See? And I think in this group, for the main part, we have asked those questions. We do ask those questions. The Hazy Moon is a very small sangha. Their sangha is much larger, that they have all sorts of interesting activities for those people who are interested in activities. Here, this is a practicing center. See? And if you don't grasp what Buddhism is, you won't grasp what it means to practice. See, who I am, where I am, as I am. You cannot deny that. See, and this, by the way, is the great issue, see, that Buddha Dharma addresses. Now, Dogen said that Buddhism is the study of the self. Now, this is interesting, the study of the self. See, for most of us, and particularly those who are leaning more toward an intellectual pursuit of Buddha Dharma, that means we sit down, we go into analysis, we read early history, we try to fathom what the Buddha was actually talking about, that if I get some understanding of the great sutras, see, then I will have gained something and I am a Buddhist. No, you're simply a sentient being who's still wallowing around in delusion. See, and any kind of an intellectual understanding of Buddhism is delusional. It's a delusion. See, and ultimately it will cause some pain and suffering. My teacher used to say to me on a number of occasions, and he really wasn't applying it to me, he said, no matter how brilliant, see, no matter how brilliant and benign, I was vicious, malevolent, see, I was out to get folks, see. But he said, no matter how brilliant, see, and benign, it will always cause some problems. See, and if you don't believe that, I again encourage you, and I've stopped doing it, turn on your televisions or read the local newspaper or go online and look at the condition of the world. See, now again, see, if you're not awake, you will be caught in that. You will be pulled into that despair. You will be pulled into that realm of pain and suffering. See, but it's enough to look immediately at where you are, who you are, as you are. I would venture the guess that most of us in this room are acutely aware, see, of our limitations, see, of our fears, see, of our suffering, See, of our greed. See, I don't know about the new folks. Maybe they're just here as tourists who have never experienced any of those things, and so they just wanted to drop by to see what folks who do have those problems look like. See, it's sort of like going through the zoo. Oh, there's one of those over there. They'll get together later over coffee at Starbucks and say, did you see that one? I didn't know they were that large. But the Buddha Dharma, see, as Dogen says, the study of the self. But what is the self? See, we see, we hear, we smell, we taste, we touch, we think. See, and no matter who we are, no matter who we are, see, we are all bound by these six senses. These are the markers of self-identification. See, this is the realm of egocentricity. Everything that I hear, everything that I see, everything that I think, everything that I touch, see, this becomes how I identify myself. Now, those of you who can hear this, and all of the hazy mooners should hear this, because this is a practice center, see, get quiet now. See, allow that thinking mind, that ruminating mind, that mind that you're experiencing behind your eyeballs, that draws conclusions, see, allow that to simply settle. This is what the sixth patriarch would start each of his talks with. See, let's purify that mind. Simply sit in a state of awareness. Now, I can say non-distracted awareness, but see, I don't even have to put non-distracted on. Simply sit in a state of awareness and release this tendency of wanting to think about what you're hearing, what you're feeling. Simply sit here. In this state, see, now, you do recognize, and I go over this and over this, because eventually this will have profound impact. See, your thinking mind interprets everything that it hears. So when I give this talk, make no mistake that you're interpreting my words according to your conditioning. If you can sit in non-distracted awareness, there will be no interpretation. You will simply sit now in this wondrous state of samadhi. Samadhi, what is samadhi? Sanskrit term for a state of non-distracted awareness. It isn't some interesting sideline of Buddha Dharma practice. See, the people who think that, Mazen has sent me things where they essentially said that, they don't grasp Buddha Dharma. They are not practicing Buddhists. See, I don't care how they dress. They are not practicing Buddhists. See, that's it. See, we don't have to add anything to that. Now it has to be cultivated, see. See, this seeing, hearing, smelling, thinking, see, these are the boundaries that we identify ourselves. And when you're identifying yourself, if you're thinking about, you shouldn't be, we just went through the exercise, but if you're thinking about what we're experiencing, seeing, hearing, you have bound yourself in the egocentric realm of the six senses. Do you see that? You're sitting there alone. See? You're sitting there alone. You say, well, I'm sitting next to a person. You are sitting next to a person in your mind. See, you have no idea what that person is experiencing. If they're moving and they're fidgeting, you say, well, I do know. I know they're experiencing discomfort. No, you don't. Maybe a bug has crawled on their leg and is biting them. See? Or maybe colossal boredom. See, you don't know what they're thinking. See? And the problem is, once you get trapped into the delusional state of thinking you know, see, then you begin to make projections. And when you make these projections, see, based upon what? Faulty information, based upon your conditioning, see, you project out. Who do you project out to? yourself. You can't leave where you are. You see that? You project out to yourself. Then what do? You react to your projections. Do you see what you're doing? You're caught. See, in a cycle, a delusional cycle, see, based upon your hearing, your seeing, your thinking. See, you are trapped then in this little world of samsara. Okay? And it's this egocentric self, this sense of isolation. See, and it is absolute isolation. Because, see, you know that nobody ever fully appreciates your suffering. Nobody ever fully appreciates your fear. See, nobody fully appreciates how you've been wronged. See, nobody fully appreciates, see, the karmic burden that you carry. And that's absolutely true. See? And you become boring when you constantly want to talk about it. When you constantly want to bring it up. Some have spent years and years and years in therapy. And what does it, if you're terribly honest, what does it improve? Has it made a huge transformative change? See, have you walked, see, in the clear light, see, of great compassion, where you are not fearful, see, of losing something if you act in the most charitable of ways. See, it's an amazing journey, see. This delusional state of the egocentric realm, see, it's delusional in that it's crazy. It works in a backward way. See, this is what gives rise to samsara. Samsara is simply the world that you inhabit in your day-to-day activities, which is filled with fear, with greed, with anger, see? With this sense, in Buddha Dharma they call it dukkha. See, now that dukkha is, see, translated as suffering, but Dr. Cook told me that that's not quite accurate. See, it would be more appropriate to say unfulfillment. You do not feel fulfilled. You don't feel whole. You are fragmented as you sit there in the egocentric bubble that the six senses have produced. And it is in that thinking, experiencing, feeling, see, that I project out. I project out from my fears, from my anger, from my greed. See, and it does not matter, those of you who feel that your path is difficult, and for some it is. See, so long as we stay attached. See, but if you think you look out and you can look at the 1% and be envious, see, of their lives, don't be. They suffer, and perhaps much more than you do. Someone was telling me today, see, about these walls that they put up around their homes. See, where they'll have this razor wire, miles of razor wire, broken glass being erected, guards. Does that sound like the home of a contented, fearless person? See, I had somebody telling me, see, about a person they know who's tremendously wealthy, frightened, fearful, and angry because they know everyone is out trying to get what they have. Does that sound like a heaven realm, a Buddha realm, a realm that you want to inhabit? Not at all. See, not at all. In Buddha Dharma, we are taught that there are three poisons that produce the world of suffering. It's greed, anger, and ignorance. And ignorance is the granddaddy of all poisons. Ignorance. Now here, most of the time, people will try to explain ignorance either in one of the most basic misunderstandings of ignorance is that, you know, you don't have any book learning. See, ignorance, see, meaning that there's certain topics that you don't know about. Ignorance meaning you probably haven't gone to school. But all of those are relatively meaningless kinds of definition. See, because it doesn't have any impact other than in the world of samsara, in a delusional, illusory world. See, ignorance means you are experiencing yourself as separate. Ignorance is the granddaddy of the three poisons. Ignorance. You are experiencing yourself as separate. Slip back in, see, to that quiet state now. Simply look out. See, are you experiencing yourself where you are, as separate? See, do you see that separation? And when I say see, you have to begin to see this. You have to begin to experience this. I'm separate. See, I'm here in a certain sense all alone in this. What is that intrusion of lucky barking? See, where does that move through? See. Are you separate from Lucky? You'll say yes. Are you separate from Lucky's barking? See, it leaks through all of the time. See, it moves past this barrier. See, and the barrier is a barrier that we erect in our thinking about the six senses. See? We support this sense of ignorance, this sense of separation, see, by our thoughts and our actions. See, the world of samsara is produced, see, by this continuous movement of the ego sense, this separate sense of self, which is always driven behind greed. See, greed, the egocentric self, is trying to make us feel secure, but it's a hopeless task. See, it's a hopeless task because it cannot make us feel safe. See, we're in a constant state of change, more rapid than you can possibly count. See, the beginning of this talk has already gone and will never return. And you are a moment older. See, and you can never regain that. You will never be as young as you were when you came up these stairs. Constant change, fluid change. Now, my thinking, see, my picking and choosing, my evaluating, my judging, see, I project out, what does that do? My actions, my behavior become the manifestation of the disturbed inner world, the world, see, of delusional thoughts, see, thinking that I am separate, see. Even modern science knows today, on the cutting edge, I'm quite certain that there are still those scientists who don't. See, but this sense of separation is an illusion. It is an illusion. And I know, my goodness, now it's probably 15, 20 years ago, in the neuroscience department at Stanford, they already knew that what you see in front of you is an illusion, a projection. See, think about that. It's an illusion, a projection. And for the new people, I'll just throw this one in. And science doesn't argue with this. See, what you think is out there separate from you, do you know how intimate it is? Do you know how intimate it is? It's playing out on the visual cortex of your brain. That's what your Western shaman tell you, your scientists. It's playing out on the visual cortex of your brain. I always like this because that's in the back. You would see one here, see. It just shows you how upside down we are. How much more intimate can it be than all of us are simply figments of your imagination? See, things playing around in your head. See, and as I pick and choose, as I like or I dislike, as I grasp or as I reject, see, I continue to perpetuate, see, the delusional state of separation, of ignorance. And I trap myself in a hell realm forever. See. Now, why and how do we support this? And what does the practice of Buddha Dharma tell us? See, well, in Buddha Dharma, see, it explains to us why we experience life the way we do. See, and this is called the 10 grave precepts. See, what do? We kill, we steal, we engage in unchaste behavior, we lie, we're ignorant. See, We talk about others' faults and errors. We elevate ourselves by blaming others. See, we're greedy, we're angry, and we speak ill of the three treasures. These 10 grave precepts, all of you who have taken Jukai, or monks who have ordained, there's a shift when a monk or a priest ordains. See, these 10 grave precepts, in the 16 bodhisattva precepts, these 10 grave precepts. See, this is not an admonishment from God telling you, if you do any of these things, I'm going to nail you. See, I'm going to throw you in a vat of boiling water or oil forever. See, the 10 grave precepts, this is a mirror of your day-to-day behavior. And it is the mirror of these things that keeps you trapped. See, look very carefully in our practice of waking up. At a point, we will study these precepts to see how you kill. See, well, I never kill. Of course you do. Do you kill time? Are you wasteful? See, are you killing the life of the Buddha, the worst sin you can commit, for which there is no forgiveness, is to kill the life of a Buddha. Which Buddha are we talking about? You. What is the life of a Buddha? What is a Buddha? A Buddha is a sentient being who never leaves samadhi. Samadhi is this state, right now, don't think, be awake. See, a Buddha is a sentient being who never leaves samadhi. I don't say it, the sutras say it, and all of the great Chan masters say it. The Chan masters don't entangle themselves in a great deal of intellectual discourse. See, they come right to the task. See, wake up here now. Wake up. See, here. Now, you can never find yourself any place but here. Now. To try to push that away because I don't like what I'm experiencing is delusional. See, and it is the little ignorance. I simply work where I am, as I am, with great compassion and understanding. And if I can't genuinely manifest effortlessly in that way, my teacher and his great teaching said, act as if. We are working with energy. See, and the moment you make the effort to change, even though you know that it's not totally sincere, but you're simply making the gesture, the energy shifts. We should be able to see that. There is nothing that you involve yourself with that doesn't have an impact. Certainly there's what we'd call positive, negative, and neutral. But all of it has an impact. And for Chan, we don't attach to any of it. We don't attach to the positive. We don't attach to the negative. We're not concerned with the neutral. What do? We wake up here, now.